DW.
Oli Cantus was born 2 months premature to Filipino immigrant parents, and as a result of overexposure to the oxygen in the incubator, he became blind, and growing up, suffered badly at the hands of bullies.
I just thought that that's how my life would always be. I couldn't imagine actually having friends and people actually accepting me for who I was, and I didn't like who I was. I actually attributed all of that to the disability itself. I thought, well, if I just didn't have this whole blindness condition, I didn't call it blindness at the time, but if I just said, if only I could see well.
His parents would tell him to be more tough and stick up for himself in school. And one day, he tried it. A boy in the school who was known to be a bully squared up to Oli one day during lunch and told him to get out of his way.
I turned to him and said, I'm not going to get out of your way. You get out of my way. I said it in the toughest voice that I could. And before I knew it, he literally picked me up. And then once my body was parallel to the ground, he let go. And so I thought, gosh, you know, this whole standing up for yourself thing, it's not really all it's cracked up to be. And so it's like,
you're like, I'm going back to being a coward.
I'm just going to go back to the way it was. Why did I say anything? Who was I to say anything?
Feeling at his lowest and with nothing to lose, it was later that day that Oli approached the same bully outside the school.
I reached out my hand, literally, and I said, Dale, can I just be your friend? And I reached out my hand, and it felt like an eternity. It was his hand in mine, and it was a handshake. And he said, sure, I'll be your friend, Oli. And then the best thing that happened after that was I started gaining confidence. Like, wow, if I can make a friend of Dale, I can make a friend of anybody.
Your parents made you do all the chores at home. They didn't let you off with anything, even though you were blind. So even cleaning, you had to clean even though you couldn't see the dirt?
Correct. Use your hands.
Great life lessons,
eh? Oh my gosh. And at the time, like, well, you're just making me do all this, you know. But I mean, I was just raised never to...
It was their way of caring for you, wasn't it?
It was a lot of tough love.
Oli's parents pushed him to be the very best he could be. They never made any exceptions or allowed him to use his disability as an excuse for anything. And it worked well in Oli's case. He excelled at his subjects in high school and then went on to study law in Los Angeles, eventually passing the bar exams. And it's worth noting that not only did he do this as a blind man, but California is one of the toughest states in America to pass the bar exams.
During one of the administrations that had among the lowest pass rates in history, that's when I passed.
Wow, so, that is incredible, isn't it?
Well, I still marvel at it.
Your parents must have been so proud.
Well, they were proud and I was shocked.
It was the start of an impressive career where Oli held a number of prestigious positions in different organizations, accumulating in him getting a job here in Washington, D.C. at the White House. And now he works as a special assistant to the Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights at the Department of Education.
I couldn't have believed it at the time.
It was a dream come true for Oli, and his other dream in life was always to marry and raise a family, which was to happen, but not the way he had planned.
You haven't married yet?
Yet. Taking applications.
Taking applications. On the lookout.
That's right.
The lucky lady might be listening now.
But
that is something that you did always want to get married, didn't you? You and still do?
I did. And do. I really do. There is a self-appointed committee of three through whom they have to pass for approval.
This is where Oli's life really changed forever. You heard him mention there a self-appointed committee of three. Well, it was almost 10 years ago when three young boys came into Oli's life unexpectedly, when he got a call late one night from a friend of his.
He said, hey, Oli, I need to talk to you because I've heard about these three boys who are triplets who are in the local area, and they really are in need of mentorship, and I just cannot shake the feeling that I need to introduce them to you.
Nick, Leo, and Stephen were triplets from Colombia living in California. The boys were 10 years of age and living with their mother, who was a single parent, and they were in a bad way. They desperately needed guidance and help. The boys are now 19, and Nick remembers what life was like.
We didn't really have very many friends. We were mostly bullied. We all handled it differently. And then I was the most violent kid.
His brother Stephen wouldn't get violent. He stayed closed in and shut off the outside world.
Most of the time, I kind of just like took the bullying and I just kind of, you know, ran with it, I guess. I didn't really do anything about it. I was more of a, you know, secluded.
Their other brother, Leo, tried to put on a brave face.
I would just take it. You know, I would just take the bullying and people would say things to me and call me names and stuff like that.
The boys were all being bullied at school because just like Oli, they too were blind, born premature and weighing about a pound each. Their father, who had come to the States to work, had moved back home when the boys were four, and they've never seen him since. Oli visited the boys and talked to them about his story and how he overcame the difficulties in his life. And from the get-go, they hit it off. So he started to visit regularly, opening up the world to the boys.
And was your mother a bit overwhelmed because she was a single parent and
blind
triplets?
It didn't help that our biological father had left us when we were little, like three.
Over the weeks and the months, a bond started to form. Oli was becoming a father figure to the boys, and the boys were becoming sons to Oli.
It's really difficult to describe, but it felt as if I've always known them. For the first 7 years that the boys were in this country from Colombia, they almost never went outside.
Their bond grew stronger and stronger, and a few years later, Oli adopted the three boys.
You know what? I think that what he did was he quote-unquote, loved the anger out of me. He saved my physical life. I would have been dead by now.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because I had a plan to kill myself at 10.
Because you felt so bad about things.
Yeah. It's funny how, you know, it's funny how that works out. Dad saved my life. You know, he gave me a new life.
The boys are now at that age when they're getting ready to leave home and head to university. Statistically, around 32% of people with disabilities in the US are out of work. But these boys are determined.
My goal is to be an intellectual property lawyer.
I love advertising. I am a huge fan. I love entrepreneurship. My goal is to work at Microsoft. That's my dream. My dream is to work at Microsoft.
Oli, you have clearly illuminated their lives and made them into the young men they are today. How have they illuminated yours?
I feel like I'm the one who gets the better end of the deal. The fact that I have them in my life has made me infinitely happier because we are a Christian family and I'm a deep believer in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they're my legacy to this world.
Well, your story is truly amazing. I've been feeling my eyes watering up a bit over the last few minutes. Oli, Stephen, Leo, and Nick, you all have bright, shining futures ahead of you, and I want to thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story with me.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much.
That was a good rehearsal. We'll record that now. I
That's
joke.
A good warm-up.
That was a good warm-up, my friends.
DW.